It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
The government is set to announce the next two phases of their Omicron response today. And yesterday we did get a bit of an insight into that with the government's decision on changing mask mandates under red and also the plan to bring in more regular use of rapid antigen tests. So that is what I decided to speak to ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden about today, masks and rapid antigen tests and the ACT Party's position on these new decisions in the face of Omicron. I began with the new mask requirement that face masks must be actual masks rather than scarves and face coverings. Also, all workers mandated to be vaccinated must wear a medical grade mask at work. And I began by asking Brooke what ACT's position was on this decision.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of the recent announcements that the government's made about Omicron really just point to a lack of preparation. And firstly, I would ask that everybody looks at what the requirements are, because they are going to be changing over the next few days, realising what their requirements are and following what the government's advice is. But it's not right for us just to follow the advice without asking the questions of why has this taken so long and what public health advice is this actually. If you look at what's happening in Victoria, they've installed 41,000 HEPA filters into classrooms, and our COVID minister has said that we're going to have 5,000 HEPA filters installed in classrooms across New Zealand by the mid of this year. Now, the whole reason behind these filters is they can actually strip Omicron particles from the air. Now, this has been rolled out across Australia now, so that kids, when they're getting into school, have these filters ready for the new year. That hasn't been in place in New Zealand. Instead, we're asking children to wear masks and hope that they won't spread Omicron through classrooms.
However, I would argue that we're behind making those moves in Australia, but we're also massively behind in our Omicron outbreak compared to Australia. Australia has huge, huge numbers of Omicron spreading through the community, and if they are, you know, ensuring that this will be these filters will be available at the beginning of the school year, that's all good and well, but they still have thousands and thousands more cases there than we do here. So are we not just moving in a very sort of similar fashion that the rest of the world is, because it is hard to keep on top of it when we're just constantly learning about these latest variants?
No, I think that's giving too much to the government. I think really what we're seeing is, even if we have fewer cases of Omicron because we've delayed the outbreak coming to New Zealand because of MIQ, we have had the time of being able to see what's been happening around the rest of the world while they have been battling Omicron outbreaks, and seeing what things they've been putting in place. Firstly, you'd look at the HEPA filters for classrooms. But secondly, and it comes back to that point about preparation, about rapid antigen tests, you'd see the use of those in other countries throughout the world. In Omicron countries, people are able to go to pharmacies, supermarkets, even vending machines to see whether they can get a rapid antigen test to make sure that they can keep their own health in check and keep everybody else around them safe as soon as possible.
I want to get on to rapid antigen tests shortly, but just to go back to that, to the mask point I made at the beginning, the question, do you support the change in the mask mandate, ensuring that people do wear actual masks rather than a T-shirt or a scarf?
Oh, look, I think it's probably quite clear that a T-shirt or a scarf is not going to give you the same protection that a mask would. I would need to look further into the details of the public health advice about why particular masks are better in different settings.
Now, moving on to the rapid antigen tests, we're expecting to see more information on this later today. But ACT has said that in regards to these tests, that the government is treating the public like children. Could you explain this?
Yeah, well, the whole problem with the rapid antigen tests is that they should have been brought into the country so much longer ago. You know, we were calling for this about 6 months ago. The problem that I see is that we are expecting New Zealanders to be grateful that there's now a new test that's available only for critical workers. But if you look at Australia, they have 67 brands of different tests that they can have approved, while MedSafe is only allowing us a few. We should be allowing anybody to import their own rapid antigen test for their own personal use, because the real problem here is that only if critical workers can get out of isolation from a negative test from a rapid antigen test when everybody else has to isolate for 14 days, we're going to see a lot of people flouting the rules, not going to get tested because it means locking yourself indoors for 2 weeks.
Now, I'm not massively read up on the effectiveness and sort of the MedSafe sort of qualification when it comes to rapid antigen tests. But just to sort of make a parallel between some of the news that has come out when people have been buying online their own medical grade masks that are actually not medical grade under MedSafe and are using those thinking they're safe and thinking that'll keep them protected and then it won't. Is there not an argument for the same thing for rapid antigen tests that are not MedSafe approved and people importing those and potentially not providing the same quality result as MedSafe approved rapid antigen tests?
I think what we're seeing here is people are so eager to get their hands on items that they think will keep them safe. They're going to buy items that won't necessarily keep them safe, like you pointed out. But the issue there is that we have such a slow pharmaceutical approval process in New Zealand, and it doesn't seem clear to me why we have to ask MedSafe to go through an approval process that everybody else around the rest of the world would have to do too. There's no new information that MedSafe will find about masks, about rapid antigen tests, that the TGA in Australia, the FDA in the US and the UK version wouldn't already have. So we'd say that if the US and Australia and the UK all say that a rapid antigen test is safe and should be able to be used, that should have automatic approval in New Zealand.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.